to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring lesser-known Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Kim Weston, the Elgins, David Ruffin, his brother Jimmy Ruffin, Brenda Holloway, the Originals, Shorty Long, the Andantes, and the Daz Band. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature lesser-known Motown artists. Motown memory from David Ruffin, My Whole World Ended the Moment You Left Me, and they reached number 9 in the United States pop charts in 1969, and that was his first top 40 song after leaving the Temptations. Before that, the Elgins and Heaven Must Have Sent You. They reached number 50 from 1966. That song was the highest charting song of three singles released on the Motown record label. And we started this hour with Kim Weston and Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, and her version of this great song reached number 50 from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, Jimmy Ruffin and Gonna Give Her All the Love I Got. Well, Gonna Give Her All the Love I Got was recorded, released in 1967, and the song was taken from Jimmy Ruffin's album entitled Jimmy Ruffin Sings Top 10. The song did reach top 30 status, peaking at number 29 in the United States Billboard charts, and it was a rhythm and blues hit as well, peaking at number 14. It was also a hit in Great Britain, reaching number 26 on the UK singles chart. Well, the song has a social context. It depicts a man anticipating his release from prison, when he'll return home in a train, to the girl that I left behind. Gonna Give Her All the Love I've Got was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong, and it was produced by Norman Whitfield. Well, 3 years later, Marvin Gaye recorded the song, and it became a modest hit, reaching number 67 in the United States Billboard charts. Well, here is Jimmy Ruffin's version, the original version of Gonna Give Her All the Love I've Got, right here on Motown.
There's a train leaving here tomorrow, yeah, and I'll be a free man once again. Yes, I will now. I'm so glad I've served my time. I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
There were times when each day seemed like a year. Yes, it did now. But the sweet things she said in her letters made the time disappear. Oh yeah, she said no other arms will I let hold me, 'cause in your arms is where I wanna be.
So when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
Miss you so. Ooh. Now this night I stared out my window at the moonlight. Yes, I did now. Thinking about the way I used to hold her tight.
Giving my you're the boy who has to say when I should play. Yet you hurt me, desert me.
Understand how much I love you, baby, and how much I wanna be your only man. Oh, baby,
baby, baby, baby, you don't to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I wanna talk to you just a little more.
I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real.
But if you cry, I wonder why you cry. I tell you, no lie, this is how I feel. Baby, I'm for real. Truth about it, girl, I just couldn't live without you, and that's why I'm confessing my love to you, so that I can live my whole life with you. Baby, 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 never, 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 never gonna leave you, baby.
The Originals with Baby I'm For Real, and then reached number 14 in the United States Pop Charts from 1969, and that song was the highest charting song of 5 singles released on the Motown record label, and the first one released. Before that, Brenda Holloway and Every Little Bit Hurts, number 13 from 1964, and that was her highest charting song of 6 singles released. And we started with Jimmy Ruffin, David Ruffin's older brother, and Gotta Give Her All the Love I've Got, and every number 29 from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser known Motown artists. Well, coming up, Shorty Long and Function at the Junction, right here on Motown.
I'm getting ready for the function. Songs here on Motown Memories.
Bye.
Memories with Tom Fallon.
Dazz Band and Let It Whip, and they reached number 5 in the United States pop charts in 1982. The Dazz Band had 3 singles on the Motown record label, and they were only successful single, and Dazz stands for Danceable Jazz. Before that, the Andantes, and the song was called Like a Nightmare. It didn't chart, but was recorded and released in 1964. The Andantes were the backup female singing group heard on many Motown records in the 1960s. And we started with Shorty Long and Function at the Junction. It only reached number 97 on the pop charts in 1966. His big hit was Here Come the Judge. Unfortunately, Shorty died in June of 1969 at only 29 years of age from a boat eating accident. Well, this half hour, we feature some lesser-known Motown artists. Coming up after the break, more lesser-known Motown artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.